Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to make little moments festive. Getting in the holiday spirit doesn't need to involve big, showy decorations, though obviously it can. There are lots of little moments through the day where tiny changes can make a big difference. Every year, I make a holiday fun list and plot out when my family will be doing things like visiting holiday train displays or seeing the Nutcracker. These events tend to involve times and tickets, which isn't a bad thing. When something is on the schedule and I pay for tickets, I tend to do it. But some items on the holiday fun list are more about little moments. For instance, I decided to set the Sirius XM radio channel in my car to 79, which is holly. I might get sick of the holiday music eventually, but it's as fun as listening to random pop music for a few weeks, and it makes carpool runs feel more festive. I've been listening to Bach's Christmas Oratorio while doing my daily stretches. I am practicing for my 2024 project of listening to all the works of Bach. So in the meantime, why not listen to his famous Christmas masterpiece? A few weeks ago, I pulled out my stash of Christmas puzzles. I like to work on 1,000-piece puzzles at night because it's relaxing and keeps me off my phone. When I'm on my phone, I tend to look at the news, and that is, of course, far less relaxing. So, 1,000-piece puzzles it is. I could work on any sort of puzzle. So why not do ones with rustic Christmas scenes or pictures of carolers or of Santa sitting by a fire? I have dug into my stash of old holiday magazines. I love old magazines in general, especially those from a long time ago, as they show what life was like for normal people in times past. I have collected some vintage December issues of women's magazines, but I have also kept some that I have subscribed to. Years of Martha Stewart Living, Better Homes and Gardens, Good Housekeeping, Oh, the Oprah Magazine, and so forth. Some of these titles have stopped publishing, which makes me happy that I saved the old ones. I don't really remember flipping through the December 2013 Martha Stewart Living issue, back in 2013, even though I'm sure I did. So it's like reading a new magazine, and it turns downtime into something more festive. In any case, we have some discretion over how we spend our leisure time, and especially the little choices, like music and reading material, that are definitely within our control. We also have some discretion over small things in our homes, like using holiday soaps or lighting candles. It is as easy to use evergreen-scented soap as lavender-scented soap for a few weeks, and one probably feels more festive. If you are reading to kids, why not read a holiday story instead of stories you read the rest of the year? We can go overboard on this, of course, but every year as the weather gets bleak in December, I remember the wisdom of ancient humans holding solstice festivals, and then of the Christian tradition putting this holiday of light during the darkest days of the year. As the song goes, we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Even if you don't celebrate Christmas or simply celebrate the secular version of it, a little festivity amid bleakness can be welcome indeed. In the meantime, this is Laura, Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravanderkam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.